Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome once again to a review of what's going on here in Western Mass. Well, was the storm the cataclysmic extinction-level event that it was purported to be, or was it a fizzle? Well, it's both. It depends on where you were. But as we dig out, let's look at what's going on. Six Bricks, the black woman-owned, family-run recreational dispensary at 1860 Main Street in Springfield, has officially taken the cannabis industry by storm with two major wins at the prestigious New England Cannabis Convention. And with just 6 months in operation, the dispensary has already established itself as a major player in the industry, creating a unique experience for customers and the community from Springfield and across the state and state lines. So our congratulations to Peyton Shubrick for making her dream a reality and getting these wonderful accolades. Mayor Sarno elated watching Springfield's own Ruth E. Carter win the Oscar nom for Best Costume Design for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Carter, Springfield Tech High School graduate, previously won her first Oscar in 2019 for Best Costume Design in Black Panther. By winning her second Oscar, she became the first black woman to win two Oscars. In winning her record-setting award, she dedicated the moment to her mother, Mrs. Mabel V. Carter, who had just recently passed away at 101. It's a very interesting week for Springfield, nationally and otherwise. The UMass Amherst Department of Music and Dance now accepting applications for the 2023 UMass Young Artist Awards. Now, this is open to high school students who are residents of or attend school in Mass. This was launched in 2021, and the competition provides young vocalists and instrumentalists with opportunities to perform, compete, and receive professional feedback while furthering their classical music studies. The competition will once again be conducted entirely via video recordings submitted by the entrants. The competition offers first, second, and third place cash awards of up to $1,000 in each of the three categories: voice for 10th and 11th graders, woodwinds, brass, and strings. There's no piano category this year. In addition, valuable honorable mention awards are also offered by several sponsors of the event. All entrants to the competition will receive written feedback on their recorded performances by UMass music faculty and guest jurors. Gateway City Arts will present recording artist Jeffrey Gaines in the Divine Theater, 92 Race Street, Holyoke, Saturday the 15th of April at 8 p.m. The doors open 7 p.m. Gaines was featured as a special guest on tours with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tracy Chapman, Stevie Nicks, and Sheryl Crow, among many others. The tickets, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. You can get them online at eventbrite.com. You can also get them at Judd's Restaurant, Gateway City Arts, and that'll be open for dinner before the concert. You can make reservations at tableagent.com. We have a dog food recall that has been expanded, and we'll get to that right after we check in with Mark Auerbach, who has our ArtsBeat report for this program. Mark?
Goodspeed Musicals presents its 17th Annual Festival of New Musicals, March 17th through 19th in East Haddam, Connecticut. The always anticipated three-day festival of brand new works will light up Goodspeed's campus with a weekend filled with insider events, seminars, cabarets, and stage readings. For schedules and details, goodspeed.org. Barla Jean Merman's ready to blow. That's Barla Jean Merman, the international drag chanteuse, bringing her new show to TheaterWorks Hartford March 19th. Barla Jean, a creation of Jeffrey Roberson, is an alum of the musical Chicago, the Gold Dust Orphans, Phantom of the Opera, and Hartford Stage's Mystery of Irma Bep. Her new show is written by Ricky Graham and Jacques Lamar. For details, twhartford.org. Reverie Road, the eclectic Celtic quartet, comes to Gateway City Arts March 16th. Firmly grounded in their collective Irish roots, Reverie Road embraces humor with musical insight and natural abilities. For details, gatewaycityarts.org. Barrington Stage Company will partner for the very first time with the Williamstown Theater Festival to produce the William Finn musical, A New Brain, scheduled for performances at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, August 16th through September 9th. James Lapine wrote the book and Joe Colarco directs. For details, barringtonstageco.org. Death and the Maiden, Ariel Dorfman's searing drama, will be performed by the Connecticut Repertory Theater at UConn Stores, March 23rd through April 2nd. Winner of the 1992 Olivier Award for Best Play, Death and the Maiden is directed by Gary M. English. For details, crt.ucon.edu. And Broadway Here We Come, K&E Theater Group's musical review, celebrates Broadway musicals with songs from Gypsy, Spring Awakening, Grey Gardens, On the Town, My Favorite Year, and more. Eddie Zitka directs and Bill Martin is the music director, March 17th through 19th at Mapleton Hall in Suffield. For details, aetg.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Nestle Purina Pet Care Company has expanded a recall of prescription dog food that may cause vomiting and kidney dysfunction in dogs. Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets Elemental is a prescription dry dog food that was recalled due to potentially elevated levels of vitamin D. No other Purina Pet Care products are involved in the recall. Pet owners who purchase bags of the affected product, well, you can immediately stop feeding it to your pet and throw it away in a container where no other animals, including wildlife, can get to it. Thank you very much for being a part of our program for today, and thanks to our Artsbeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. We hope you'll join us for our next show here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.